This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuning in to the third hour of the Monday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can give a call and take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about, well, many things surrounding the government's greed for power, including more lockdowns, including its effects on small businesses, and, yes, even some very large ones. Guitar Center looks like it is preparing to file for bankruptcy as it has missed a $45 million interest payment.
That's a lot. But, you know, this is also probably affecting local guitar shops as well. I can tell you, Captain, I think it was before you moved to the Keene area, there used to be a place called Cheshire Music.
Okay.
And they, if I recall correctly, they moved their location and then ultimately closed down. Just because the whole online ordering thing was putting them under,
right.
Basically. They couldn't do enough as a local business to differentiate themselves well enough from whatever was available online. And at some point, they threw in the towel, and this was before COVID. This was just... So a lot of this is accelerating the fall of older business models that were sort of holding on for dear life.
Yep.
How much of that is true with Guitar Center? I suspect some of it is.
There is one local music shop, you know, guitar type place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there used to be two
here in town, and I met a guy who works there. I didn't get the chance to actually go in and visit anybody. I was going to take my guitar in and get it set up, but I didn't get to before, well, the government decided to close everything because COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I would imagine, I mean, I can't imagine those guys are paying their rent. I don't know how they would unless they all just decided to give online guitar lessons or something, you know. I don't know. But just to finish up, Guitar Center is the nation's largest musical instruments retailer. And so this is, you know, I used to work for Loud Technologies back in the day. They make Mackie products. They had Crate as their brand name. They had St. Louis Music as one of their brands, EAW. They were basically a company that had a bunch of brands under them.
Mm-hmm.
And Guitar Center was very important to them. Very, very important. And it is to any musical manufacturer.
Yeah, you want to get your products,
you get your
there.
Stuff in Guitar Center. That's, you know, if you can do that, you basically, you've made a go of it, right? You
right.
can get all the other stuff going on if you can do that. So Guitar Center has also managed to avoid bankruptcy once already this year.
Okay.
So this isn't just like...
They're teetering.
Yeah. This isn't just like, oh, well, maybe we can get through this. This is, oh, they avoided it once already. Back in April, the retailer resolved a skipped interest payment that impacted its credit rating. According to the credit ratings agency Moody's, the transaction did not fundamentally change the company's, quote, untenable, unquote, capital structure. However, it was the third cut in Guitar Center's credit rating this year. Rough. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, there are online sites. They've tried to move to an online play. But Musician's Friend is pretty much the, and Amazon is competing, you know, now with all that kind of stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it's going to turn out, but sad
it doesn't news. Look bright.
It does not. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We've got Robert calling from Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Captain. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's up?
All right. Well, I'm not doing too bad for a man of my age.
What's on your mind tonight?
But, hey, I don't know if the music industry is going to take a big hit. I mean, a little bit. I mean, there's so many songs that are out there, even songs that, I mean, that I have never heard of. I mean, probably maybe, you know, that they've ran out of ideas for different chords and stuff like that. But
well,
so
that's not what's going to hurt them. There will continue to be songs.
Yes,
people will
songs will continue to be made. What I'm talking about has happened is that nobody, even the rebels, the rock and roll rebels, right? The guy, the hard rock, the heavy metal, the punk rock. These guys can't make any money. First of all, right? They can go make records, but they can't go on tour, right? The money from touring has all been basically generated for the artists nowadays with merchandise, T-shirts, you know, CDs, you know, cup holders.
You can't sell merchandise if you don't get in front of people.
Right. You can't sell your merch if you don't go on tour. So that's my beef with what's going on. Plus, all of the venues have closed, so you can't go on tour at all.
The venues are now begging for a bailout.
Yep. And that's unfortunate. You know, I mean, I think it's a common... It's they're conditioning people to change their guitars into, you know, for an AR-15. I mean, I think that we're at war. That's why we're at this, where we're at right now.
See, I think they're conditioning people to trade in their guitars for slave collars, but I think the alternative to that is we start picking up AR-15.
Captain, didn't we talk about a movement of hashtag save our stages where a lot of these venues are petitioning the government for some sort of a bailout or whatever?
We did. That happened, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw at the local Colonial Theater in downtown Keene, they've got a marquee out front where they sometimes put their opinion about things, and it said, hashtag save our stages, referencing this particular thing, and I just thought, you guys are the same venue that's been cheering this stuff on. They've been cheering on the, we're all in this together. They've had, you know, phraseology like that, statements on their marquee throughout this entire thing. And now they want help. Now, after they've been cheering on the crackdown, it's their turn to come up to the government trough.
Well, the Save Our Stages thing, from, in my opinion, from what I read on it, is an appeal to authority. It's just, oh, can we please have a bailout because, you know, we've been shut down because you guys said, oh, well, we can't have crowds anymore. We can't do our business. We can't conduct our business as we normally do. So.
And they're not willing to take a risk and actually open the doors and hold a show.
Right.
So they're just begging to try to stay on, you know, life support.
No, everybody is too chicken-ass to defy the authority to have a frickin' rock show, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I know that the two things I can think of that are not going to go away is cannabis and firearms. It's inevitable. It's always going to be there.
That much is true.
Yep.
People are smoking weed still.
Well, I appreciate
absolutely
the call.
Count on that.
Appreciate the call, Robert. Have a good one. It is very, very sad, the state of affairs with music in particular. Artists are attempting to do things. They're attempting to work around this stuff, but I don't see anybody straight up rebelling. I don't see anybody going, hey, we're going to play a free concert at, you know, in this park or, you know, in the town square or whatever, that kind of a thing.
Maybe it's happening. It may be happening out there, but the media doesn't want to report on that. You know, they're not interested in reporting on people actually standing up because that looks bad. It doesn't go on. It doesn't go along with the narrative, this obedience narrative. They have to have everybody obeying, and no one can break the ranks.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, it's not just the musicians, right? So don't get me wrong. I love my musician brothers and sisters, but it's the stagehands. It's the sound guys. It's the venues themselves. It's the
bartenders.
Cooks, the bartenders, the
waitresses,
janitors, the people who clean up after a show. You know, all these things. And some of these are part-time jobs, or they contract out to some independent guy, you know, that's not a full-time gig. You can't, you know, you can't clean up a venue full-time, you know, but all of these jobs are gone. None of these people are doing these things. So all of that money is gone.
Yep.
And it's not just limited to music either. It's limited to live theater of any kind. We're talking, you know, plays. We're talking Broadway style musicals. You know, community theater. All of this kind of stuff has been affected in the exact same way. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll take more of your calls and thoughts, and we've got more for you coming up on Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That is affirmative. Yeah. I was just re-describing. Now he's laughing at me.
Ha ha. Ha ha. You can't play music anymore.
Yeah. Can't go on tour. Apparently can't buy anything from Guitar Center coming up pretty quick. That's for sure. It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our number. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And ForkFest 2021 is coming up. And, you know, near as I can tell, this will be held.
It's your chance to do a thing.
Yeah, indeed it is. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. Also means nobody can shut it down. That also means there's no ticket
I'm not
cost.
Letting nobody shut it down.
Nobody wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I hope nobody doesn't do that. There's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? I can't think of anywhere better. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. That's party, P-A-R-T-Y.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Joe calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've been a huge music fan since I was a kid. You know, I came up in the punk hardcore era of the late 80s and early 90s, and I still love it. You know, nice. One of the things I'm looking forward to is live concerts again. But
when's the last time you saw one?
Oh, I think it was Slayer. It was a while ago.
Right? But, yeah, well, concerts have stopped, so...
Yeah, you got to be. Most of these musicians, though, man, they're posers, man. These guys are, you know, rebelling against the government and all this stuff and their music, but they're sheep, they're leftist. You got to be, you know, and you can't expect them to stand up. I mean, you got to be an established big name to take a stand in any, you know, acting. The music business, any of that stuff. Otherwise, you'll get dogpiled, and you're basically committing career suicide.
Yeah, well, Van Morrison, he's old enough to where he doesn't care. Like, maybe he's always been that way, but he's also got the benefit of he's at the end of his life. So it doesn't really matter what he does. He can take a stand like that. A lot of these other guys, they're too cowardly. They're worried about losing their fans.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's an image, man. Like, you know, the whole punk thing, it was all rebellion and all that back when it started, mm-hmm. but... A lot of it now, it's just, you know, it's phony, fake, and there are a few people that will occasionally say things, but like the singer of Slayer, I believe he said some pro small government stuff a while back, and he got dogpiled by his buddies.
Yeah, that's true. Tom Araya has spoken on occasion. There's been a few others who've, you know, spoken, you know, something close to rebelliousness, but I haven't seen anybody act on it. I haven't seen anybody, you know, defy any of these lockdown orders, you know, in order to throw a concert. I know there was a rock band called Caius.
Didn't Great White do it? Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, you are right. Great White did hold something in South Dakota? Or
yeah, it was one of those states where there weren't a whole lot of restrictions.
But outside of, you know, those outliers, there's certainly not a lot of it happening for people who are supposedly the rebels. You are right, Joe.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess, you know, at my age, I'm not surprised by it. But, you know, there's no, man, people in this society, if you really, I mean, it's, we just got a generation of sheep coming up, man. They'll follow anything. They're scared of the government. It's, you know, I don't know.
I don't see much leadership from older people, though.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
It's like I try.
Yeah, well, that's just it. If you if you're up in the years and you're retired, all your kids are grown up, you don't have the standard excuses that a lot of activists do, because a lot of times, you know, an activist that was a good activist will become a, you know, retired activist when they have kids, because then they'll say, oh, I don't want the government to take my kids from me, therefore I won't take any significant risks doing activism. Well, if you're 70, 75 years old and all your kids are grown up, then what do you got to lose?
Yeah, actually, they're the ones who should be standing up, because it's their grandkids and their kids who are going to have to deal with all this nonsense.
And they're also old enough to remember it when it was better, you know, when there were more freedoms in the United States. They're old enough to have had this perspective. Whereas, you know, young people these days, if you're 18 years old, you've never been through an airport before the TSA.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole world changed after 9/11. You know, the Patriot Act, all that stuff, man, it's like they're, I hate conspiracy theories and all that, but they're clamping down. They've been slowly doing it, and it seems like they're not going to let go.
Indeed. It's been a progression of one fake emergency after the other, from the Cold War to the war on drugs to the war on terror to the war on COVID, and you know, eventually they're not even going to feel they have to lie anymore, and then it will openly be a war on us.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, Joe?
Right. Yeah, that's it, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks for listening.
Have a good one.
Yeah, I'm again disappointed in, you know, the musicians, you know, even coming up when I did, like Joe, you know, I was an 80s kid, right? I discovered I didn't like pop music.
You were an 80s teen, weren't you?
I was born in 72, okay. So, you know, my older siblings were listening to like arena rock and Top 40, Casey Kasem, all that stuff. I discovered heavy metal by accident.
Yeah.
And it was because the 80s were the most overdecorated generation, I think, on planet Earth, right? And like this heavy metal I discovered were just like kids in jeans and t-shirts and just getting on stage rocking out. And so I was attracted to that because they were defying the norm. That's what I was attracted to. They were defying what I perceived as the musical norm. And so I was drawn to that. And so, but even before that, in the 60s, right, every social movement has had its music. Right? Or every, sure, you know, travesty, every tragedy, all that stuff, right? You know, Four Dead in Ohio, and, you know, all the anti-war songs from the hippies in the, during the Vietnam War, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, now those rebels are the power structure.
Yeah, and so, like, where are the people who are reflecting this horrendous time that we are being subjected to at the hands of the authoritarian government?
They're apparently in New Hampshire.
Reflecting that in their music. So,
oh, yeah. Not that many.
I don't see it.
Van Morrison.
Yeah, he seems to be the only one. 855-450-3733 is our number if you would like to give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind.
I saw an article today about the Tool lead singer going off on people who don't believe in, you know, the pandemic or whatever.
Oh, wow, really? Wow.
Oh, what a Tool. Sick.
Yeah, living up to it. Oh, I see the S is silent. Not like most Tools I know. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is officially a Supreme Court Justice.
On this vote, the yeas are 48. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley announcing the final vote tally. Barrett will be the 115th justice of the Supreme Court and just the second from Indiana. The final vote ran along party lines as no Democrat voted in support of Barrett, and only Maine Senator Susan Collins crossed the aisle to vote against her. Barrett will be sworn in tonight by Justice Clarence Thomas at a White House ceremony. Barrett will face a very busy docket in her first session on the bench, with cases involving ballot counting extensions in two states and the president's tax returns scheduled to be heard within the next week. This is USA Radio News. The United States has threatened to destroy any shipments of Iranian missiles to Venezuela. In a statement to Fox News, Elliot Abrams, the State Department special representative to Iran and Venezuela, said a potential deal for long-range missiles between the two countries will not be tolerated. According to reports, there's no plan in place to transfer missiles from Iran to Venezuela, but the State Department is reacting to the potential for an arms deal. A U.N. embargo on Iranian arms sales expired last week, and Venezuela is seen as a potential trade partner for Iran. Wall Street reacted negatively to increasing numbers of coronavirus cases. The Dow fell 650 points to close under 28,000 points. The S&P 500 dropped 1.9%, its biggest slide in nearly a month, and the Nasdaq lost nearly 200 points to finish the day down 1.6%. Investors were also uneasy after negotiations over a new round of coronavirus stimulus have seemingly stalled. Both sides now say that they are not confident a deal will be done before Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live on air call in talk show. We're also online as well on LRN.FM, freetalklive.com, assorted other places. But yes, you can call in and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The number is toll free. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about all sorts of things, but mostly how the government and their greed for power, particularly surrounding the latest in the boogeyman episodes, the COVID supposed pandemic, has affected businesses. And we've talked about many things. We've talked about rock and roll. We've talked about Guitar Center. Looks like they're filing bankruptcy. Ian, you had a story. When musicians tour, generally they take buses. And if you're a musician on a budget, sometimes you have to charter a bus to go and do a thing. And then, of course, there's the tourism industry that uses these charter buses. But something's going on, and they're in danger of going away?
Well, I mean, this seems like an obvious story, right? I mean, if people aren't going out of their homes, they certainly aren't traveling. And they're certainly not traveling in groups, which is, of course, what the tour bus industry was based around. I mean, how many of us haven't been on, haven't been on the roads driving from wherever to wherever and seen these massive coach buses going down the road full of old ladies or full of, Asian tourists, right, or full of the local baseball team, right? Like, these are the types of people that are
they
taking
take,
these tours.
All the retirees to the casino.
They would do that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now the retirees aren't allowed to go anywhere. Clarence Cox from CNN took over, where the story is, Clarence Cox took over a 35-year-old motor coach business from his father and uncle and had hopes of one day giving it to his daughters. But with a $5 million fleet parked for months during a pandemic, and by the way, the government's the pandemic.
Oh, it certainly is.
And no federal aid, his goal is now just to make it to the end of 2020. His business, Georgia Coach Lines, is one of the thousands of small family-owned bus companies across the United States, urging Congress to approve immediate aid. Unlike the airlines or Amtrak, the motor coach industry hasn't received any funding from the $2.2 trillion CARES Act passed by Congress in
the
spring. That's right.
Well, neither of the people.
Oh, no, you get $1,200.
Yeah. Oh, remember Give Me Liberty or Give Me $1,200? Remember that?
Wow. So that's like, how much is that a week? How long have we been prisoners?
Well, it's like at 20 bucks a week. 35 weeks now, so, yeah.
Wow, that's like 33 cents a week.
Yeah, you can buy like, a cup of coffee.
33 bucks a week.
Peter Pantuso, president and CEO of the American Bus Association, said, "I can't really identify for you why we haven't been included. Apparently, you didn't have enough political friends. That's why." The American Bus Association estimates that private buses provide 600 million passenger trips a year, or they did previously, second only to commercial flights.
I know why, because buses aren't essential.
Well, that's basically what they're saying. Pantuso said 80,000 of the industry's 100,000 employees have been furloughed this year. The American Bus Association said the industry usually sees $15 billion in revenue each year. In 2020, so far, the companies have only brought in four. The motor coach industry, along that means they're actually doing better than the movie theaters. The motor coach industry, along with the school bus industry and passenger water vessel companies, are now collectively asking Congress to approve $10 billion in loans and grants. So that's what everybody's doing. They're all bellying up at the trough. They're all begging, pour that money, that government money, down our throats.
And what happens when they get that government money is it increases the amount of inflation of the money supply, because the government has to get that money from somewhere. So they get it from the Federal Reserve, who just prints it up out of thin air. They don't create it. It's not backed by anything. They just print it. So it creates more money supply, which means that the more of this they do, the more of these bailouts they do, the more cash they inject into the system. Whenever you hear about quantitative easing or anything like that, that's what they're doing. They're just printing money out of thin air, tossing it into the system, and making the dollars you already have worth even less.
Right. They're effectively hurting their customers, but they don't realize that.
Right.
They're hurting the entire economy.
If the government really wanted to give some financial aid to these ailing businesses, they would just go ahead and lift all their frickin' restrictions.
Sure.
That would fix it.
But then they would look like they weren't, quote, doing anything.
It looked like they'd do something to me.
I wish they wouldn't do anything. That would be a great idea.
Unfortunately, while you may be correct, and while maybe some of the people in these businesses understand what inflation is, I suspect many of them don't.
Isn't that the libertarian concept of government? We're going to take over your government and leave you alone.
And have it do nothing?
Yeah. Leave you alone, let you do what
you want.
Wouldn't
that be nice?
Take over the world and leave it the hell alone.
Yes.
Unfortunately, as many people might realize, what you're saying, Captain, is true. That doesn't stop them from going ahead with begging for the bailouts, because ultimately,
oh, please, master, please, king, may you please kick me down an extra loaf of bread?
Yeah, well, if you know
government is that great fiction through which everyone tries to live at the expense of everyone else.
That's what we're seeing happening right now, and the thing is, you, to some extent, can't blame a business for trying to get some of this money. I mean, we know some people in the libertarian community, I'm not going to name names, who did actually acquire some of these, what do they call them, PPP loans or something like that. I don't know what it stands for, but personal whatever. Anyway, they took these loans because the money's there.
They were available.
Well, if your choices are to rob or be robbed, mm-hmm. the rational thing to do is rob. Your parents or your neighbors are not refraining from robbing you blind, so why should you not rob them back?
Right, get a piece of the action. And that's ultimately all the bus lines want. They just want a piece of the bailouts.
They want a piece of us is sure. what they want. And no country can live, no country can survive by just robbing each other. You have to produce something.
That's right. And this is not going to work. They seem to think that this is going to bridge some sort of a gap. That, it'll just be temporary. We're just going to take some money just to keep our business alive. And then all of a sudden...
Just until the politicians stop being power hungry?
Yeah.
Good luck waiting for that.
Yeah.
Well, it won't happen until... The system that gives them incentive to use their power-hungry, greedy, authoritarian, tyrannical powers, right, goes away.
Right. I mean, plenty of people understand what's going on, but how many libertarians refused the $1,200 check? It wouldn't have made any difference if you did, so you might as well go ahead and deposit right?
I didn't take it.
It's refusing taxes is what... would help.
Sure.
Refusing a payment isn't going to do anything because your neighbors have already been robbed.
That's right. And refusing not only to pay taxes, but refusing to obey. I think that's one of the most important things.
That's the big thing.
The taxation thing is a subset of refusing to obey.
Correct.
Right. I would like to see more people refusing to obey. Where are the balls in America? Where are they?
So the buses
are bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big balls should be held off.
That's funny. We were just talking about that song last night, too. The American Bus Association said the industry usually sees $15 billion in revenue every year. Quote, every small business, I think, across America is hurting at some level, said the ABA guy. He said, but there are very few other industries that are almost completely shut down with no hope of coming back for at least 6 months next year, and then it'll be a slow recovery. So he's saying, look, our industry is more important. Our industry is essential. You need to help us out. And this is basically what all of them are arguing. And it's understandable. Your business is essential. Whatever it is that you do, it's essential to your happiness. It's essential to your customers' well-being. And it's essential to the well-being of your employees. It's essential.
Hey, you know what's not essential? Government.
Yeah. That's the problem.
They're a big leech on the face of society doing nothing but sucking your blood in the form of money. Have you had enough yet? 855-450-3733. No, I guess people are gluttons for punishment, and they just want more and more. Speaking of more, we've got more for you coming up. We'll take your calls and thoughts on Free Talk Live.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the final segment of this Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We might have enough time to get to you. We've got some callers on hold. We'll get to you in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And I want to thank tonight's amplifier, Lord Porcupine. I've actually met this particular person, and I want to know when you're coming out to another one of our events, Lord Porcupine. But even if you don't, thank you very much for being a platinum level amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is, go over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can find out all about the program there. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the dollars that you contribute go to getting our talk radio program onto more radio stations. Right now we're on around 190. We could be on 200. We could be on 250, 300. It all depends on you. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Lord Porcupine, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Let's go right away to your calls and your thoughts. We have Mark in New Mexico. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Nobody.
Yes.
You said something about having a restaurant around the area that wasn't beholden to the laws around there or something like that. So basically what I'm proposing is that I have a 53-foot trailer. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
I got a trailer I can bring there and park wherever the hell anybody wants it to be parked at. And you can run a restaurant out of it. And, captain.
Yep.
And, play, run a band out of it.
Wow, your guess was right.
Double wise truck.
The captain totally guessed that. That was actually why you were calling with the.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea.
What I was really hoping
to do was to rent a restaurant for a night and either get some strippers or a band.
Rent my trailer, and you can have both of them.
Yeah, I'm like, why not both? I'm with Mark, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there would be room in that?
Full-on trailer.
I'm 100% sure of it. Captain, help me out.
Is it possible you're too high to drive this truck, though? I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, he'll come down if so.
I mean, if it's there, I'm not driving it. But
wait, how is it going to get to us?
What goes up must come down.
Okay.
What goes up must come down.
Now, is this just because you're completely out of work and you're just that desperate to have somebody, you know, hire you?
That's a terrible question, isn't it?
I'm just asking. It's a legitimate one, isn't it?
Stupid question. No, it's not a legitimate question.
So you're not out of work? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, well, I'm trying to ask you so we can have a conversation about, like, what's motivating you to offer to drive from, what was it, New Mexico?
New Mexico, yeah.
All the way across the country.
No, I'm currently in New Mexico. Okay, That's not what's motivating me. What's motivating me is the same thing as motivating you. You know.
You want a party?
Reason. Decency. Passion.
I appreciate that. But don't you think there's a lot of people like in New England that have tractor trailers available for rent if we wanted to pay them to do that?
Do you want me to actually answer that question?
Well, normally when I ask a question, it does suggest I would like an answer, but you can keep being obstinate if you'd like.
Well, I'm not being whatever the hell you said that I was trying to be. What I was trying to be is exactly what I called to tell you what I was trying to
be. Well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, very nice.
What would it cost?
I don't care if it was nice or not.
What would it cost to rent a trailer from across the country?
Nothing. Zero.
How the hell are you going to get up here? Gas isn't cheap. I mean, it's kind of cheap, but it's still going to cost a lot of money to drive an entire, 18-wheeler
tractor trailer.
Did you not answer your own question? How am I going to get there? I'm going to drive there. Okay?
So you're going to donate the gas to get up here? I mean, that's awfully generous.
Well, it's not gas. It's diesel.
Okay. All right. I can't have a conversation with this guy.
Mark, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, brother. We'll see you in New Hampshire.
Sure. It's so weird, though, because, we do screen the calls, and the little note popped up, and it said something about a 53-foot tractor trailer. And I was like, the creative part of me is like, maybe, he wants to let us use it for, a band stage.
Apparently he's willing to do it for free.
Mark, when you sober up, feel free to email nobody at electnobody.com.
Yeah, because nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the only other problem is now you've got a tractor trailer. Where do you park it?
I have a couple of places I could suggest, but I'm not
right in
say
front of the
air.
Police station.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
I'll look forward
to attending.
I'm trying to remember who the band was. It was a bad 80s band. It was either like Slade or maybe Jackal. Where they did a publicity stunt, basically. They rented a flatbed trailer and pulled into, I believe it was a Kmart parking lot or something along those lines, one of these, department stores, and just played their loud rock and roll music for a crowd of whomever gathered around who was there, and then eventually the cops show up and arrest them and whatever, and so, they got publicity for that kind of a thing, and so that's always a thing in the back of
my head.
That
could work now.
That kind of a thing.
But that could work now, right? Like, if you've got a new band or, you want to get some publicity for your band, that'd be the way to do it.
Yep.
Well, we still gotta find a venue.
Well, no, he was just saying you just pop it up in a parking lot somewhere and just start playing and get arrested.
Yep. Yeah, but I mean, I've been in the back of a trailer. I don't think you could have a band.
No, I'm talking about a flatbed. Right, so imagine an outdoor state, you know, state.
Like you guys did at
flatbed, you could achieve the same thing by, you know, standing on a dock. But the thing is, it's cold outside.
Right now, yes. I'm not talking about doing it in, you know, November.
I was talking about doing it sometime soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you could rent a warehouse, you could do it any time of the year. You could get a band in there.
Hey, did you hear about the horny guy who couldn't spell? He spent the night at a warehouse.
Yeah, well. Thanks, Dad.
Dad jokes here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, let me add on to that truck driver's call in Albuquerque. But that reminds me of that old AC/DC video, my favorite one, that It's a Long Way to the Top with Bon Scott on the flatbed.
That's right. They did that too. Yeah. I forget.
Yeah, it's a great video, great song. You got to look at it I think it's on YouTube. I'm sure it's on YouTube. But
during the break, we were talking about that AC/DC actually has a new album coming out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
The new song is called Shot in the Dark, which totally sounds like a double entendre.
But hey, Albuquerque, so what was going on with that truck driver is Albuquerque's got a killer blizzard just went through, and all the roads are completely parking lots because of ice. Nobody can move at all, and so...
Wait, what? You've got a blizzard in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yeah, for real, man. And but anyway,
there has been a lot of snow in the middle part of the country, but that's a little south than I'd expect. How often does that happen?
Pretty frequently, actually. Where Albuquerque sits between the eastern weather systems and the western ones, there's kind of a clash and a borderline there, and there's some really violent, dramatic weather that happens all through here. Yeah, and in the winter, if people think that New Mexico is warm in the winter, only southern New Mexico is warm in the winter. The rest of it is like a witch's, booby.
Hmm.
But anyway, so anyway, that truck driver, he got to knock off work early. That's why he's getting to celebrate a little bit, and he won't have to go out first thing in the morning likely either. He's going to be parked probably half the day tomorrow, so he gets to have some fun. So cut him some slack.
Okay, so now I understand why you say that was his issue, because I didn't see how a blizzard between him and me would make him more anxious to drive here for free.
Let me tie this into the lockdown. So the governor has locked down the state, right? And she came out where she's been keeping these restaurants closed, trying to kill them for months now. She just tightened down the restrictions again, and they're still only allowed. They get like 50% or 75% in their outdoor tents that they set up. That they got to put heaters in, in the parking lot.
And
they can only have 25% indoors. And so whatever business.
Good luck staying open.
Thanks for the call,
David. We appreciate it. That's all we have for tonight. FreeTalkLive.com. Thanks, everybody.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Pain Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Siskov Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Siskov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BaneBooks at Bane.com for more.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.